What's going on, world? Can you relate, community, man? How are you guys feeling? Can you relate, podcast.com? Man, I feel really good, and I hope you guys are feeling incredible too. You know what it is, man. If you're listening to this during the day, make sure you are productive, okay? And if you're listening to this in the evening, I hope you really invested in yourself and you were productive. All right, I hope you had a great day. You learned one thing, at least one, right? You learn one thing a day, and at the end of the year, you will have learned 365 new things in life. Socrates says that we should spend our days. We should spend our days, our nights, every single day trying to become less and less ignorant. Is that not true? And what he means by that, or what he meant by that, was we don't know anything. You've heard me say that on several occasions. We don't know anything. So our main objective should be to learn something. And like I said, if you take the onus upon yourself to learn one thing, you got 24 hours, right? If you take it upon yourself to learn one thing every single day, you begin to bridge that gap of being completely ignorant and intelligent or not delusional, or, you know, you become more and more open to different things that are out there. So like you hear me say it all the time, man, I love to learn. When my kids get home, I don't ask them, hey, how was your day? I say, were you productive today? How was your day? Were you productive? And how? I kid you not. I ain't playing games, man. Hey, everything I'm telling you on this microphone is the real deal. So, you know, man, that's why I always lead with that question, to get you guys going, get that motor going, not just for someone else or something else, for yourself, right? Get yourself going. So make sure you're productive, man. That's huge. And you know what I always say after this, right? Like, you got it. Like, you've been down with Can You Relate, so you know what's coming. And if you don't know, I'm going to tell you while you are here on my while you are here on my website, man. Make sure you subscribe, okay, so you can get that email notification. My iPhone users, check me out on iTunes. Please do so. Can You Relate podcast is there. Android users, check Can You Relate podcast out on Google Play Music. All right, man, just check me out, man. Spread the word. The grind does not stop, okay? We about to build something. We're on fire right now. Like, if you consistently listening to me, I know by this point you are doing something for yourself. So yes, I say we are on fire right now. We're baby steps, small wins. Hey, you will become an avalanche. And so that's what we're hoping to do. But I want to ask this question, okay? And so I want to ask you guys. Email me, chriswpodcast@gmail.com. I know some of you guys are listening. Y'all already deep. You're just deep as the ocean, okay? So make sure you hit me up. Email me, man. You might have a different response from me. But I just want to know, and this is a $1 million question. Why are we out here taking L's? Wait, let me rephrase that. Okay, let me pose it a better way so you guys can really understand what I'm asking. Why are we out here deliberately taking L's? I mean, massive losses. And not just, the type of loss where someone passes away. No. I'm not speaking about that, man. I'm talking about so many of us have already died inside, right? You've completely buried your dreams, your goals, your aspirations. You conformed. At this point, you're just waiting to be buried. You're just waiting to be buried. You're not, so many people are out here, unfortunately, just taking else deliberately by choice, because there's always a choice in the matter. And I just feel as though, well, Christopher, what are you saying? You know, common sense isn't so common anymore. I'll speak on that type of pre-installed excuse that a lot of us have been given. Common sense just isn't any kind. It's not that common anymore. No, come on, man. But why? Why? And I'm talking about the quality of life that we're living. What an L. Oh, we taking an L. Deliberately. We have this entire alphabet, right? We have this entire alphabet available to us. And the letter that we're choosing to take is an L. Well, Chris, please enlighten us. How are we taking L's? I know like some of y'all are like ready, right? Because you know I got something to say. But yeah, man, let's look at the quality of life. Like I said, right? You know something that stands out to me? You know something that stands out to me was myself. Boy, was I taking an L in life. Oh, my goodness, man. You know, I may need to write a book. That's a great idea. That's a great idea because I'm coming from a different perspective. Oh, boy, was I taking an L. You're seeing so many people do in their life, their quality of life, not investing in themselves, not learning anything, not growing, not becoming a better person, not doing something for you. We taking L's and we taking orders every day. As independent as you are, as strong-willed as you are, we're just taking L's. And let me take it a step further. Let me be brutally honest, right? Because I'm an African-American male, okay? Us as a black culture are taking serious ills. The quality of life. Let's just be real about this. Let's be brutally honest. Who did you see out there protesting for McDonald's to pay them $15 an hour? Who did you see? Who was that crowd, right? That's banging on the door. Let us in. Let us in. We want $15 an hour. First, let me tell you the root of the problem. That you're out here fighting, giving your time, energy, effort, creativity, coming up with chants and all of the above, signs and all this, man. You taking all of that creativity and energy and you're begging someone to pay you $15 an hour. L. Huge L, massive L right out the gate, right? That's what you're doing with that? All this creativity, all this energy, all this positivity. And this is what you're going to put it towards? Hoping that someone hands you something? $15 an hour at McDonald's? That's what you're going to do? When you should be investing your time, energy, and effort studying Ray Kroc. You know who that is? That's the guy that built the current McDonald's that we know today. If you read his story, and how he was 56 years old and he turned McDonald's into what you see today. I'm not so sure from that type of story, from that type of motivation, that you would be out there doing that. Major ill. The next part of that story is this. Well, Chris, you don't understand, man. You don't get it. People, we out here, we got to do what we got to do. Guys, let me tell you something. There are no excuses. None. A lot of individuals that are working at McDonald's that are doing that type of job, which I feel McDonald's should be a job for just young kids, right? So the parents, you say you're going to get a job, you're going to learn some responsibility. Like it should be a learning experience for kids. That's just what I believe. I'm sorry. But if you get up every day and you're a grown ass man, you know, stuff happens. We make bad decisions. You might have a record, but trust me, man, there are a lot of people that are grown adults. How may I take your order? And you working at McDonald's. Where's the sense of pride? And again, I'm from it. You got to do what you got to do, right? Like, you're listening to a guy, man. I was the Coca-Cola mascot. Like, I put on the whole, you dig, the mascot suit, because I had to do what I had to do, right, to take care of my family. So I get it. There are no excuses. You know what I was saying the entire time I was in that hot ass thing? I couldn't breathe. It's 1,000 degrees. And I'm out here with all this big fur. I'm a mascot, Coca-Cola mascot. I can't even breathe in this joint. You know what I said? It just started building up in me like, yo, I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired of the struggle. Like, I just start internalizing everything. And we out here. This is what we gonna give our energy to? Who did you see out there? What race? So you fighting for something. They like, oh, cool. That's all y'all gonna ask for? Because they know what you are really worth. They know what you are really worth. They're glad. Oh, $15 an hour? That's what you want? Shit. Y'all should be getting paid. Okay, $15 an hour. Yo, why are we giving our energy to something on such a low level? And you guys hear me talk about this all the time. The level of excellence is at an all-time low. The level of excellence that we strive for, how low? It's almost non-existent at this point. We're striving to make $15 an hour. And what? I'm not sure about the rest. So I don't know if they was fighting for benefits or X, Y, Z. But some of you guys up in there, you don't have records. You have resources, the same resources that these people have. You have the same resources. Deliberately taking an ill. Damn. And like I said, for myself, I'm not exempt. I was taking ills for so many years. So many years. I was playing a game. I didn't want to embrace who I really was. And I was effective and efficient for other people. Y'all out there killing y'all selves, the protest and the creativity for the effectiveness of, come on, you are worth, I promise you guys, and I'm not being judgmental in no way, shape, or form, you are worth more than $15 an hour. You are worth more than that. And that should be a stepping stone. Like I said, I feel that those type of jobs should be for children. And I just want us, we're the mentors. We are the people that have come before them. We should be at a higher level by now, giving the younger generation something to look up to. But we just as low as them. So I had to internalize everything. I had to really see what type of ills I was taking. I got tired of not having options. I got tired of not being able to do things. You know, I interned at this radio station, 92.3, okay? I interned at this radio station, and 92.3 is a Chicago radio station for my international listeners. Oh, I am so proud of that. Like I have to explain what I'm talking about because I'm just, you know, I can't just speak from a local perspective as though that people that are only listening to me are, you know, local, my family and friends. Like, I see it, man. My reach, can you relate? Reach is, oh my God. So I have to say, for those of you that are not in the US, thank you again. And so 92.3 is a local radio station. And so I interned there and I met so many celebrities, right? I met so many successful people. And the entire station would just, whenever a big name was coming in, it didn't matter if you were off. It didn't matter if you didn't have to be there that day. It didn't matter if you was somewhere out, you're supposed to be hosting an event. You made a way. Like, these people would make a way back to take a picture with these celebrities. They're human. Like, I can reach this level too. I can be at a higher level too. Instead of just being in awe by their presence and just being, you know, satisfied with just taking a picture with them so you can put the picture up and then people are like, dang, that's dope. You got to be such and such, such and such. Yo, like, y'all under these pictures, y'all taking L's too. Nobody never asked you a question when you posted a picture with a celebrity. Has anyone ever asked you, like, yo, did you ask them what did they do to get there? Did you ask them to mentor you? Hell no. L's. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, let's take this whole Meek Mill Drake situation, okay? Let's take this situation. Millions of people will go under Meek Mill's picture, whatever picture this man posts, and just be like, L, 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 L. You taking L's, fam. We so worried about Meek Millie taking L's because Drake killed him, right, on the disc. We so worried about that. No. You know who really taking the L? Us. That's what we're going to pour our time, energy, and effort into. That's what we go pour our time, energy, and effort to. Telling Meek Mill, L, L, L. You taking L. Took the most L's of the year, Meek Mill. All on the internet giving this man awards for the most L's taken of the year. And you're broke. You get 30 minutes for a lunch. But he taking L's. He's a multi-millionaire, people. He's not taking L's. Let's really put this thing into perspective. You think the other millionaires, right? Like, are they under Meek Mill picture talking about, yo, you taking L's? Hell no. Meek Mill can come and go as he want when he's not dealing with legal issues. He can come and go as he want. He does what he want. He has options. His child, his kids, his son, I believe he have a son. They're good. He's going to be good. But we got the audacity to go up under somebody's picture talking about, yo, you taking L's. You taking L's. You taking L's. Meanwhile, you 35 years old, you 40 years old, and you doing teenage jobs. How may I take your order? And again, I'm not dissing. I'm not judging. I'm not trying to stun on nobody because you know what? That's me too. Can I help you find something? Target. Walmart. The polar bear from Coca-Cola. So I'm not flexing on anybody because I know what that's about. I get it. I've been there, done that. I realized I was taking way too many L's in life. Let me get my value up though. Let me go to school. Let me get my high school diploma. Let me get my college degree. Let me start working on getting my MBA. Like, yo, I'm tired of the L's. I'm tired of taking mad L's in life. But here it is. I'm in awe when I need to meet another human being because that's all it is, guys. Look, stop being in awe. Hey, Beehive, did you know that Beyonce was like, yo, I'm tired of taking L's. She lost on Star Search. Like, y'all ride or die for her, but do y'all know her story? The grind, the opening for Chico DeBarge. Opening act for Chico DeBarge. What level is she at now? Like, did you guys know this stuff? She's never stopped grinding to get to that level. And so maybe you should get to the point in your life. Else, deliberately though, deliberately, like we never stop to think. We never stop to evaluate a situation. Our emotions control us. They lead us. They keep us blinded by what's really in front of us. Yo, we taking mad L's. Young men and women, we taking mad L's. You young black men, y'all taking L's deliberately by choice. The way you conduct yourself, the way you live, your appearance, the things that you're doing, you're taking mad L's. What's the target out here? What have you seen? All these videos that surface, man, about with these cops killing these kids. What have you seen? What's been sensationalized? What? They fit what profile? It's absolutely wrong, man. It's so wrong. I mean, it's a damn shame. It's a damn shame, man. And I'm not saying that you have to conform and not be yourself. Like, I'm not saying that, man. Absolutely not. But get your value up. They looking at y'all like cockroaches. Stomping at, oh, that's just another roach. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you not, like, no, we're not, we're viewed in a certain light from taking L's. from taking L. We taking L's. We killing one another. Like, all this crazy stuff that we doing, nobody ever saying, like, yo, you'll be hearing from my lawyer. We think that's only for the rich people. Like, we think, like, you got to be super plugged in to be like, yo, you'll hear from my lawyer. We're doing things so ass backwards. All these belts out here in the world, all these damn belts that have been made, and you guys are choosing not to wear one. L. And young queens, ladies, you see these dudes not doing anything, not going for anything, deliberately taking the L, not wearing belts, have the audacity to not wear a belt, and you know you wear the same drawers multiple times a week. And y'all lay up with that? Y'all don't challenge them? You lay up with that? You allow people to not stimulate you mentally? Is that okay? I'm trying to figure out, because you know what? Deliberately take an L. You'll tell this person over here that's working towards something, that's trying to build something that encourages you, that gives you constructive criticism, that pushes you, you'll say you're too nice. My God. Woo! Deliberately, by choice, taking L's. There just are no excuses. Like, the world is giving us as minorities pre-installed excuses, right? You know how you get your iPhone or you get a new phone and it already come preloaded with certain apps? Every generation, every child that's being born of minority of color, whatever the case, you're born into a handful of excuses that are given to you so you can continue to remain at the low level that you are. You're black. Your father's not around. Your family was on drugs. Well, I guess I ain't gonna be nothing. I mean, you understand where I come from, man? You get it? I mean, I wasn't born with me either. I wasn't. All of that. From Chicago. Poor, drug household, place to place. What, didn't wonder where my meal is. Thanksgiving on hot plates. Like, I'm not, like, this is not a joke, man. I just simply got tired of taking L's. I come from the same environment that you guys come from. Like, this is not, we are so lucky to be born at a time where you can, black people, like, for real, seriously. This is not, and I'm talking to the young men and women, like, this is not, we don't live in a time, it, like, racism very much so exists, but this is not a time where we live in and you go to a restaurant and you say, and they won't give you no pie because that's white only pie. This isn't that time. This is not that time where, you know, you complain about how you're living now and how things are now. Would you rather have been born when we were coming over here on the boat, like, we underneath that boat, rowing that mug all the way across the ocean? You feel what I'm saying? Shackled, chained, you separated from your family, you know, you getting whipped because you want to go get some soap. Man, I made them watch 12 years of slavery. I made them watch that. How lucky are we? But how disrespectful are we to the people that suffer, that sacrifice everything that came before us? The blueprints for success, I say this all the time, are all around us. We can be more. We are worth more than $15 an hour. When will we get to the point in our lives where we are tired of taking L's? When? Like I said, young ladies, if these men are not stimulating you mentally, if they're not pushing you to realize how much of a queen you truly are, if they're not pushing you to go after your dreams and your goals and your aspirations, if they're not stretching you, why are you giving yourself to them? Why are you giving yourself to them? You know why deadbeat daddies exist? Because there was a woman that accepted that person's true colors, that accepted that guy's true colors. Hey, and you know what? Some people pretend, and I'm not putting everybody in the boat, right? Like, Let me make that perfectly clear, okay? I'm not judging anyone because I get it. Man, stuff happens. We're young. We make decisions. Stuff happens. Like, I'm not saying that by any stretch of the imagination that you did it to yourself. Absolutely not. Because my mother was a single parent, okay? So I'm not trying to down anyone, talk bad on anyone. Man, stuff happens. Mistakes are made. Mistakes are made, right? But some of us, we were sure we had the signs from the beginning. You had all the signs. The signs were right there in your face. But yet. So don't sit around and cry about it. Stop just sitting back taking that L from that person, from that guy. It's not okay. Like I said, man, we were meant to be more. We have the ability to be far more in life. Don't let these preloaded, pre-installed excuses that have been given to us, don't let that be the deciding factor for you, your environment. Don't let that be that. There's a huge world out there. And, you know, I just sit and I think, man, there are some people that are dying right there in the inner city, right? Unfortunate. And they've never even seen downtown Chicago. 10 minutes away. Live right in the heart of the city. On the low end. And never, let alone see the world, haven't even seen downtown Chicago right there in your backyard. That's motivation. That's fuel, B. That's all the motivation and fuel you will ever need. You don't need, when you realize where you're living at, your poverty level, you know, you're tired of being handed stuff. You're tired of, you got 30 minutes to go. Get your lunch, eat your lunch, wash your hands, clean, and be back. Like, you got 30, like, when you get tired of that, man, it's a deliberate L. Yo, how can I take my life to the next level? This company that I work for, right? Let me research. Who is the CEO? How did he build it? McDonald's. Okay, I'm out here. I'm fighting for $15 an hour. Who built McDonald's? Yo, let's research that person. What did he do? Let's understand the story of Ray Kroc. Like, this, people built this stuff. They got tired. They got tired of taking L's. I got tired of taking mad L's in life because I was. And so I'm not judgmental in any way, shape, or form because I've been there, done that. And the reason how I started Can You Relate was simple. I'm tired of taking mad L's in life. I have the same 24 hours in the day than the other people have. What do I choose to do with that? How do I choose to invest in myself? How can I reach that level that they're on instead of being jealous and envious of those people? Man, you know what? I used to like to watch MTV Cribs, but I hated to watch MTV Cribs because I was like, get so mad, so jealous, so angry. I'm like, dang, man, forget them, man. Forget them. You know, I got the mopey face the whole nine yards, but I got one eye open because I want to see it. These people are human. They're human. They made a decision. They got tired of taking L's. 70% of the millionaires in the world are self-made. So all those little thoughts that you think that is being handed down from generation to generation, stop it. Do your research. Gain some motivation. Gain some information. No, that's not it. That's not it. Yo, people got tired of losing. They got tired of their families trying to figure out how we're going to pay for funerals. They got tired of taking mad L's. I got tired of taking mad L's. All, like I said, we have the whole alphabet available to us. The disrespect that we're showing to the Martin Luther King Jr.'s, to the Malcolm X's, to the Marcus Garvey's, to the Harriet Tubman's, the greats, the people that stood up for something, that really did live in a time where there were white-only pies. Really did. You know, those people, I believe it was, I can't remember what they call it, the Little Five in Arkansas, correct me if I'm wrong, please. Walking into these universities, Arkansas University, I believe, or Alabama, somewhere in the South, being spit on, stuffed through at them, physically abused, walking into that university, withstanding that, going on to graduate, the level of excellence, the disrespect, now that we have the option to be in an Ivy League school, if we so well choose to, that option, that we can accomplish things if we work hard. If we work hard. But we are so hypnotized. We are so delusional that we feel as though we are incapable of reaching such a level, that because your father wasn't around, you cannot reach that level. Because you're young black in America, you cannot reach that level. Because there was drugs in the household, you cannot reach that level. Let me tell you, that is complete, complete bullshit. Complete bullshit. Straight up, like, I know y'all like, dang, like, you never curse like that on the podcast. Like, for real, man. I want you to, like, really understand what I'm saying. We have 24 hours in a day. What's going to be your decision? What's going to be your decision? Are you going to get tired of taking mad L's? Think about the level of life that you're currently living right now, right? The quality of life that you're currently living right now. Are you winning? Like, for real, like, are you really winning? Are the majority of us out here, are we winning? Are we getting the W's? We too busy being bystanders. We just watching people just pass us by. We was watching people just pass us by. Every single day. We're smarter. We've been blessed with all our limbs. We've been blessed with a sound mind. And we just gonna just deliberately. So, yo, chill out. Meek Mill didn't take the most L's this year. That award shouldn't be his. It's ours. It's some of us. I got tired of taking them L's, man. I couldn't do it no more. I couldn't do it no more. I'm telling you, man, get around some people that want to win. They want to win in life. They want to win in life. Get around those people. Learn from those people that are winning in life. They have options. Options. And again, I'm not just talking about the perspective, like, get you a bunch of money, get you a bunch of money, get you. No. Get you some self-fulfillment. What makes you happy? Why should you spend 80% of your day disliking your day? 80% of it we hate. We hate 80% of our day. Look these stats up, man. Look the facts up. Look the numbers up. I did. Like I said, every day I'm trying to become less and less ignorant. Every day. That's why I ask that question. You're like, yo, y'all being productive? Like, are y'all out here grinding? Yo, you listening to this podcast? It's simple. Just get up and go after it. Learn. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Stop taking these mad losses. Like, we put the nerds get A's, right? How incredible is that? That, yo, I want that part of the alphabet. Yo, give me the A's. You can take the L's. For real, man. Like, I'm not even being funny. It's just when I just sit back and I just think back and I look at stuff, everything is like, yo, like, what's the root of that problem? Like, why are we in this position? Young black men and women, we are natural survivors. You mean to tell me we can survive slavery, survive inequality, survive lynchings, all of the above, right? Like, we can withstand all of this stuff. We can be brought over here to another country that we're not familiar with, adapt, and we're not going to look at that and be like, wow, I can do this. And again, like, can you relate? It's not about a black or white thing, but man, look here. I'm an African-American. I just have to address that. We are the ones taking mad L's out here. The goal now is to just simply be an Instagram model. The goal now is to have a bunch of followers on Instagram. Like, that's the goal. I don't know, man. Let me know what y'all think. You know what it is. Can You Relate podcast, man. And, you know, I so often speak about my mentor, Eric Thomas, right? So I'm not going to be selfish for a second. I'm sorry. I'm going to be unselfish for 1 second. You know, I'm playing. Like, this energy, this information that I give you guys, this motivation that I give you. Come on, you know it is. But I'm going to be unselfish for 1 second. And I want to give you a piece, man. I'm going to give you some information. Like, I want you to hear him speak about just getting tired. Just you, like, you over it. You to hit, like, your life, you hit rock bottom. That's when you like, yo, this is enough. This is enough. I'm so tired of working all year to take 3 days off. I'm so tired of that, man. All this brilliance I have inside of me, and this is what I get. So I just want to let you guys hear this, man. And listen to what he's saying. Please internalize this. Listen to what he's saying. I'm going to be unselfish because you hear me talk about Eric Thomas all the time. So I'm going to let you into my world, like what I'm getting on a regular basis. All right. Thank you guys for listening to me, man. Can you relate? Can you relate? Podcast. Check it out.
Watch this. This is what I love. And this isn't jealousy. This ain't envy. But I remember, guys, and I'm keeping it 100 with you. This ain't no jealousy. This ain't no envy. I'm looking at people like, yo, I could do that. They paying my man how much? Yo, I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but I got a PhD. Like, the linear stuff, like, the analytical stuff, like the numbers, you can go on computer. I can learn how to do that. What I do, you can't go to school and get this. I'm like, I can do what they doing. Why am I getting paid $5,000? I didn't get here off no like spiritual tip. I got here like, yo, why am I losing? Why can't I drive the Mercedes Benz? Why can't I drive a Bentley? Why can't I? Look, I don't even drive a Bentley. I'm trying to say something to you. I'm from Detroit. I drive a Cadillac. You can't drive a Bentley in the D. They like, oh, you sell out. You got to get the Caddy. Like, ah, throw some D's on it. Just bought a Cadillac. You in Detroit, you got a Caddy. Like, you, hey. But I was like, yo. I went to Hawaii with my friends, and I stayed in this bootleg hotel, and we was eating chilies every day. They had a wedding, and I was in the wedding. I'm talking about me and my girl eating. I'm like, one day I'm coming back to Hawaii. I'm going to Maui, and I'm staying in the villa. I'm going to have a maid come in and cook for us every night. I just want to see what it feel like. I probably cook better than the maid. I just want to see what it feel like. No, you in the back. I need you to hear me. I got tired of losing. I got tired of coming up short. I got tired of seeing people drive what I thought my wife should be in. I got tired of the job telling me I couldn't go see my baby girl at 10 o'clock, get her academic award because this is workout. I got tired. I got tired of eating out of trash cans. I got tired of watching everybody else graduate. I got tired of seeing people ride first class. I got to go all the way to the back. I got tired. And I said, when is it going to be my turn? And he said, it's been your turn. Been your turn. You better hear what I'm saying. I hate when you got to walk to the back, son. I hate when you can't get the car you wanted. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is, I want it more than you want it. No, I'm telling you what the Creator told me. I want your happiness more than you want it. Because I gave you 24 hours and you're playing video games with it. I gave you 24 hours and you like in an intramural league, like it's D1. Number one is you got to get tired of losing. Took my wife to Hawaii, Maui, and we stayed in that joint. I remember when we walked in, my wife was nervous because I ain't sure what it was. Me and my crew, I ain't sure. She walked, I ain't even say nothing. I'm like, here you go. She been with me since I was 16 years old when I was homeless. I'm like, I want to just show you, you're getting a return on your investment. You're getting a return on your investment. Watch this, but you better hear what I told you. Before I could do Hawaii, I ironed her clothes. Before I could do Hawaii, I cooked dinner. Before I could do Hawaii, I cleaned the house. Oh, you're not hearing me. You're not where you're supposed to be because you're so stuck on here that you're not doing the stuff you're supposed to be doing while you are there. And so she walked in and was like, I'm like, go to the balcony. You know what I'm saying? The balcony view, please. Open the door. She walked out. Ocean. Sun. Just before we left, I bought a 5'7", I don't know, S550 in cash, put it at the front door for her so we could drive that to the airport. You're not hearing what I'm telling you. I got tired. This ain't about cars and stuff. This is about I got tired of seeing other people doing it. Who human just like me.